Welcome to Dwell A While, a series of podcasts produced by Dwell Time in partnership with the Yorkshire Visual Arts Network. For this series, we invite peer-nominated artists to talk to us about their art practice, the contentiously uncritical term resilience, mental well-being, and the impact of COVID-19 on their practice. This series begins with conversations with artists featured in the Y Van and Corridor 8 2019 publication Resilience is Futile, for which Dwell Time co-founder Alice Bradshaw was writer in residency. We invite the original Resilience is Futile artist back to talk to us about how they have been since the publication and ask each artist to further recommend an artist or artists to talk to. In this way, we look to map out a network of visual artists working across the region with a diversity and parallels of practice, collaboration and so-called resilience.
Hello, we're here at Dwell Time Central with Huddersfield-based artist Clay Bowler. Clay is a multidisciplinary artist and one of the Resilience is Futile publication artists who I interviewed in 2019. How have you been since our first conversation for the publication?
Well, because that was whilst I was at university, and so since I've graduated then, and it's been just over a year since I've graduated, and just following the graduation, I was really ill for ages because I just worked too hard at uni and then just nosedived into death. And it's kind of just, it's taken till about lockdown for me to get back on my feet and to kind of have the actual rest that I needed, because I had to go straight into going to work. And now I've had the time to like work out what I'm doing and started making work again. So now we're going back to work, and it's kind of like apprehensive about whether I can keep making art and keep up this the momentum that I've got again.
Would you like to tell us about the kind of work you make?
So over lockdown, I have been focusing more on the ways that I'm more present with my body, and that being alone and being isolated has meant that I had to confront the fact that I was with my body all the time. And so a lot of the work I've been making has been in response to that, and how I don't have any distractions, as well as the fact that I was supposed to be referred for surgery in May, and then that's been postponed. And so then it's kind of just been like a paused moment of time, and I haven't felt like I've been able to progress in my transition or in like where I'm going. So a lot of the work I've been making has been to like give myself the surgery that I was supposed to be getting. So using casts of my body and carving them into what is supposed to look like, or there's performances that I'm planning on doing where I've made a rubber cast of my body, and I'm going to give it the surgery properly with like suture, and is that what it's called? And that kind of thing. For me, it kind of is not necessarily art. It's more that I want to know what it looks like, and I want to see that body and see that I have that image to look at. And so I guess it is more of a like therapy thing for me rather than an artwork. But then the works do then kind of come out as artworks in the way that they're shot and they're filmed, and the fact that I'm using my sculptural skills to make the casts in the first place, I think. But yeah, now I have decided to go privately for top surgery on my chest, and so everything kind of feels a bit different because making these works has been like imperative into deciding whether to do that or not, because it's made me realise that I need to get this surgery as soon as possible. And with COVID, the delays are probably 2 more years, and I don't have that energy. But I've managed to fundraise most of the money to pay privately, so that's exciting. And so yeah, it feels the work now feels really different, and I'm not sure where it's placed or how I'm viewing it. But yeah, it's something I'm navigating.
Could you talk a bit more about how lockdown has impacted your practice?
I haven't done any performance before. I mean, I did do one performance before, but it was quite a quiet space, and so. Yeah, this like I've kind of changed my practice, and I don't know, like coming out of lockdown and like how to navigate that space in general rather than now that it's social distanced. I think a lot of these works that I've been making, I would have wanted to perform them in real life, but I have been having to just do them on my own in my house and film them by myself and edit them. And so that's given me a new way of working and finding out a new different techniques and different ways of creating work. And so that's been really interesting to see that and to like then actually have physical works that I can like submit to exhibitions rather than just having like a performance that I could do again. It's like I come out with a physical thing, which is, yeah, wasn't intended, I guess. I guess it allows you to be more vulnerable because I'm on my own rather than in front of an audience. And even though I'm like thinking of the audience being there with that, like them in mind, it allows that work to be really different and to cut out the boring bits as well when it takes too long. One of the other things is I was trying to set up an art gallery in my house, and I was just about to have an open call. I'd made the poster and everything, and then that was the week before the lockdown was implemented. And so I've been like living in this space, and I've been working in this gallery space that I have and like using it as a living room when I wasn't ever using it like that before because I never was in my house enough. And so I wanted to live in this house so that I could do this. And so, yeah, it's just like a constant reminder that, oh, it's not happening yet. And I don't know when it is possible to have that happen. And because it is my house, then it's different rules to like an art gallery. And like, yeah, if I can have a resident artist on when it will be and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that is sad that that's happened, but I'm hoping that that can get back on its feet at some point. Everything's ready. Just need to go for it.
Do you have any concerns about the future?
So I'm working with Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival as well. And so one of the things I was doing there was having a residency as part of that festival in Yonder Gallery. That's the gallery in my house. And then to present something at the festival. And so that's the festival has been postponed as well. I think they're doing like a small thing this year, but my work towards it has been also postponed to next year. So that's one thing that's going to happen with that. Yeah, I think I'm just very scared about all of the how things are going to progress and if there's any going to be any money at all, and whether, because my jobs at the moment are invigilating, and it's like whether that those are the ones that are getting sacked at the Tate in the South Bank and like getting completely cut, and because we're like the lowest paid people and the most insignificant people there is, and so it's like I rely on that, and then if they just replace all of us with volunteers and they're like, well, it's, yeah, are we even needed? And then, how will I survive? So, yeah, I think I'm quite scared. I think there's like all of the entry-level jobs into the arts have gone, and they were already gone, and now they're even more so. And so, yeah, it just feels like there's no way to progress into that unless. And so that's why I started the gallery on my own, that it was like, I can't get into this sector, and I want to get into this sector in a queer and in a trans space in a way that is safe for us and is like accessible. And so I was like, well, I'll just do it myself then instead. And we don't have any money, and I've applied for vague amounts of grants, but they all have gone over COVID and gone to COVID related things. And the whole point of my gallery was that it was that you're in the physical space of Slough and that you can go out on the moors and like be really isolated and have a retreat space. And so to make that into like an online residency didn't make any sense at all. And so it just, to postpone it was the best thing. But yeah, so it's just going into that and like being worried about if there's any money or any grants into that and to be able to pay people. But I think, hopefully we can just do it off our own backs. And
this resonates with the issues that the Resilience is Futile publication addresses about survivability and already limited funding, which seems to become much more precarious. As with the first interview, is there anyone else that you'd like to nominate as a resilient artist?
So Cherry Stiles, who makes zines and other things. She's based in Huddersfield and used to share the studio with me where we're currently sat. And Charlotte Cullen, who's used to also be in the studio but is now based in Leeds. And they're an artist. They have a studio in Surf and have some really good work.
It's been lovely talking to you again. Thank you so much for your time and insight into your practice.
Thank you for listening to this Dwell A While podcast. Dwell A While is a Dwell Time and Wyvan collaboration produced and recorded by Alice Bradshaw, Vanessa Haley and Lenny Srama. Edited by Vanessa Haley with graphic design by Ash Armitage. Dwell Time is an award-winning, not-for-profit arts publication reflecting on mental well-being, produced and curated by Alice Bradshaw, Vanessa Haley and Lenny Srama, founded in 2018. YVAN is the Yorkshire Visual Arts Network, a voluntary-led organisation managed by part-time freelancers partnered with The Art House. YVAN prioritise individual practitioners and small-scale initiatives, including those that are artist-led. YVAN are funded by Arts Council England through a partnership with The Art House and are part of the National Contemporary Visual Arts Network. These conversations are starting points for which we encourage anyone to get in touch with comments and questions. The views expressed by the artists are their own. This content is covered by a Creative Commons licence. Anyone is free to share, copy and redistribute the material in any medium or format for any purpose. You must credit the artists, Dwell Time and YVAN. Any remixes may not be distributed. Thank you to all the contributing artists for their time and generosity making these podcasts. If you have any comments and questions about any of the Dwell a While content, please do send them via our website, dwelltimepress.wordpress.com.